on Blake Lively's claims that she was allegedly harassed by this guy when they shot the movie It Ends With Us, a film about domestic violence. And was Justin didn't harass Blake, Blake was interested in wresting control of this movie away from Justin, who was the director and the producer. She was just an actress in it. And to the point where this guy was in the basement at his own movie's premiere. And that what in fact happened was you guys were the ones out there generating negative press against Justin. You guys were the ones who were trying to ruin Justin at the Reynolds penthouse in Manhattan, where Ryan Reynolds allegedly bullied Justin so badly that a Sony representative, and her biggest takeaway was, it was so nasty. There's just so much more to this story, and the media's already like self-flagellating. Oh, we were too mean to Blake. And now you see text messages from Blake Lively comparing herself. She's the mother of dragons in Game of Thrones, that she too has her dragons, Ryan Reynolds and Taylor Swift. What Brian Friedman alleges is, and that they are powerful advocates for her, you'll go along or I'll unleash my dragons on you, you loser who no one's ever heard of.
I can't believe neither side is like giving in. They're like digging in further.
It's going to be like the kind of lawsuit that is full of evidence, documents, which prove exactly what she did to take over the movie and used her PR people to try and destroy Justin. And we're carefully considering other people that will be sued also. Ryan Reynolds, for sure.
Baldoni is going on the offensive. He just launched a website containing 168 pages of documents and texts.
Hollywood's latest adaptation of the best-selling novel, It Ends With Us, was supposed to be a heartfelt blockbuster. Instead, it's morphed into a media hurricane that no one saw coming. The film, directed by Justin Baldoni and starring Blake Lively, is already out, and critics and audiences are panning it as a flop. Making matters worse, Baldoni and Lively are embroiled in lawsuits against each other. Swirling rumors suggest possible jail time for Lively, and a gag order that might have prevented public mudslinging has been flatly denied. Throw in a New York Times expose that some say unfairly targets Baldoni, and you have a situation so messy it might eclipse the drama on screen. To top it off, Baldoni just launched a website filled with jaw-dropping documents and text messages supporting his claims, and it's only added fuel to this Hollywood bonfire. So, how did we get here, and is there any hope left for this ill-fated project? When word first broke that It Ends With Us, a novel known for its gripping emotional themes, would be adapted, fans rejoiced. The original announcement felt like a dream collaboration. Justin Baldoni, lauded for his sensitive directorial style, and Blake Lively, whose red carpet fame often outshines her on-screen performances. While some questioned Lively's capacity to tackle the novel's heavy subject matter, calling her a C-list actress in a role meant for a more nuanced performer, optimism ran high. After all, Baldoni had a track record of turning heartfelt narratives into successful projects. Yet almost from the outset, insiders whispered about clashing visions. Baldoni wanted a raw, emotional depiction faithful to the novel. Lively, rumored to be injecting comedic flair and glam, seemed to push for a more mainstream vibe. No one dreamed that ordinary, creative differences would escalate into the fiasco now unfolding before the world. The first hints of trouble surfaced when on-set sources mentioned friction over comedic rewrites. Baldoni was adamant about preserving the book's authenticity, full of gut-wrenching moments and introspection, while Lively apparently suggested punchlines and glossy aesthetics. Fans of the novel bristled at leaked images showing Lively in high fashion outfits that undercut the story's serious tone. It didn't take long for rumors to bubble over. Lively felt sidelined and claimed she was cut out of major decisions, while Baldoni insisted that no one person's comedic impulses should overshadow the novel's essence. Most assumed the film might suffer, but few expected the legal battles to follow. When Justin Baldoni filed a defamation lawsuit against Blake Lively, fans and industry insiders were blindsided by the scale of his claims. He argued that Lively spread falsehoods about his directorial style, painting him as a tyrant who locked her out of any creative input. Baldoni insisted that these allegations hurt not just his professional credibility, but also the film's box office potential. A typical defamation suit in Tinseltown is dramatic enough, but Baldoni's took it a step further. Seeking an enormous sum in damages, he signaled that he wasn't about to let unflattering rumors slide. Then came Lively's countermove. Her own lawsuit against Baldoni, claiming he bullied her on set and prevented her from performing at her fullest potential. Suddenly, this was more than just a spat. It was an all-out legal war. Despite the mounting legal drama, the studio pushed ahead with the film's release. For many fans, this was a chance to see whether the adaptation had any of the novel's emotional power. The verdict? An overwhelming sense of disappointment. Critics slammed the movie's inconsistent tone, a jarring blend of tearful confessions and misplaced humor that clashed with the book's raw themes. Box office numbers further underscored the film's failure to resonate. That left everyone asking, was the movie doomed by creative clashes before it ever had a chance? The fiasco overshadowed promotional efforts, with Baldoni and Lively's legal brawl dominating headlines. Now, the film stands as a cautionary tale, serving up cringeworthy proof that behind-the-scenes chaos often results in an on-screen misfire. In a desperate attempt to stop the public mudslinging, one side, insiders hint it was Lively's team, requested a gag order to bar both parties from speaking out. The court refused, keeping the door wide open for daily bombshells from either side. The result? Every new piece of evidence, real or speculative, has been broadcast through tabloids and social media. Without a gag order, both Baldoni and Lively continue to defend themselves in the court of public opinion. Whether it's Lively's camp releasing statements about her alleged mistreatment, or Baldoni's supporters sharing behind-the-scenes accounts, the back and forth is relentless, and it's overshadowing whatever might be left of the film's dignity. In a move practically unheard of in these circles, Justin Baldoni launched a website dedicated solely to the lawsuit, complete with a trove of documents, text messages, and production emails. According to Baldoni, this proof validates his accusations that Lively knowingly twisted facts and manipulated public perception to make him look like the bad guy. Fans and industry watchers are clicking through these files with morbid fascination. Some texts reveal Lively pushing for comedic twists that undercut pivotal emotional scenes. Others allegedly show her backtracking once negative fan feedback surfaced. While critics argue that Baldoni's decision to go public might be a PR stunt, his supporters view it as a transparency mission. He's laying it all out so the truth can be seen. Enter the New York Times, a publication typically revered for high-standard reporting. In a twist that has Team Baldoni crying foul, a recent feature piece seemed to heavily side with Lively's narrative, painting Baldoni as an unyielding force who bullied a struggling actress. Baldoni's supporters call it a smear campaign, claiming the Times article cherry-picked facts and omitted critical information found on Baldoni's new website. The article sparked a wave of social media backlash. Some labeled Baldoni uncompromising, while others pointed out the Times' track record of occasionally running pieces that spark controversy. Baldoni's legal team insists this piece was only published after private communications with Lively's camp, implying a hidden agenda. Whether that's accurate or mere conjecture remains to be seen. As if a calamitous box office run and dueling defamation suits weren't enough, rumors swirl that Blake Lively might be in even deeper trouble. Whispers suggest she provided, or endorsed, allegedly doctored evidence in her countersuit. If true, and if proven in court, that could lead to perjury or obstruction charges, crimes that carry the potential for jail time. Legal experts caution that rumors of a 5-year sentence are likely inflated, but the mere mention of prison for a Hollywood star, C-list or otherwise, generates headlines. Baldoni's team hasn't officially confirmed they're pursuing criminal avenues, but if the evidence on his website is as damning as he claims, Lively might indeed face a legal nightmare beyond defamation damages. Although Ryan Reynolds hasn't been formally named in any filings, his comedic fingerprint hangs over this entire spectacle. Sources claim Lively sought her husband's input for comedic beats, hoping to lighten the film's heavy subject matter. Once fans slammed the adaptation for glossing over critical emotional themes, references to Reynolds' influence disappeared overnight. Some wonder if Reynolds will get pulled into the lawsuits, either as a witness or an unwitting participant in script rewrites. For now, he's on the sidelines. Though that hasn't stopped the rumor mill from speculating about cryptic text messages tying him to the comedic push that Baldoni claims undermined the novel's integrity, at the heart of It Ends With Us is a story about vulnerability, growth, and intense emotional reckonings. Fans who yearn to see these themes on screen are devastated that the adaptation fell flat. They're even more alarmed that the drama continues post-release. Instead of celebrating a profound cinematic experience, audiences watch as two Hollywood figures sling accusations about comedic rewrites, malicious gossip, and potential felony charges. For a film that promised soul-stirring performances, the real spectacle has become the daily feed of legal developments. What stings the most for many fans is the sinking feeling that the movie's failure could overshadow the novel's deeper messages indefinitely. The release of It Ends With Us was supposed to be a celebration of a beloved novel's transition to film. Instead, it has morphed into an ongoing saga of lawsuits, countersuits, a scathing New York Times piece some call a smear campaign, and a new website brimming with evidence that might seal someone's fate. There's even the prospect of Blake Lively facing jail time if allegations about faked evidence hold up in court. And let's not forget, the adaptation itself is widely considered a critical and commercial dude. All eyes are now on these two legal adversaries. Baldoni, often described as sincere and empathic, must prove he's not the callous figure the NY Times piece portrayed. Lively, whose star status is under scrutiny, fights for her reputation and possibly her freedom. Meanwhile, fans who once passionately championed It Ends With Us are left reeling from an adaptation overshadowed by scandal. How will it end? In quiet settlement negotiations? In a sensational courtroom showdown that dwarfs the film's own drama? Or in some last-minute truce that tries to patch the wreckage? Hollywood can be unpredictable, and this story is far from over. One thing's for certain, it's a cautionary tale about what happens when creative visions clash, egos collide, and the unstoppable spotlight of public scrutiny refuses to go dim. What do you think? Did the New York Times go too far in targeting Baldoni, or is he really the overbearing force that piece portrayed? Could Blake Lively actually face jail time if those rumors of falsified evidence turn out to be true? As the story continues to unfold, there's always more to discover. Thanks for tapping in now. Like, subscribe, and ring that notification bell so you're the first to know when more secrets come to light.